And welcome to the IPPIblog.com podcast, created and written by Ron Alvarez, former NYPD lieutenant, FBI National Academy graduate, private investigator, and IP specialist. Today's audio edition features the June 21st, 2016 post, a movie review about a cop buddy comedy IP theft story. The film is titled Puerto Ricans in Paris, and was released on June 10, 2016. Here we go. Two NYPD counterfeit detective specialists of Puerto Rican descent get a visit from a Paris handbag designer, Colette, and her associate at the precinct. They explain that one of only two handbags she has designed under her brand, Colette, has been stolen. If they do not pay a ransom of €1 million, the thieves have threatened to flood the market with fakes before the real handbag goes retail. The two scrappy and overweight detectives are allegedly the best IP investigative team the NYPD has to offer, and are invited to Paris to find the stolen handbag and apprehend the thief. It's a good storyline when you consider fashion handbag designers are generally encouraged to register the shapes and designs of their bags to protect them from infringers. In a recent article published in Fashion Law titled, Intellectual Property is an Enormous Asset in the Fashion Industry, published June 3, 2016. Quoting from the article, many high fashion houses have overlooked the registration of the shape and look of their designs, reasoning that goods such as handbags are considered to have a short product life cycle, often no more than 6 to 12 months. While fashion trends may come and go, some designs stay timeless and are considered classic pieces. For example, the Kelly bag from Hermès grew to fame in 1956 when the Hollywood actress Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier III of Monaco and was photographed with the bag. It became known as the Kelly bag thereafter, although it was only formally renamed as such in 1977 and is seen by many as the ultimate classic handbag in any fashionista's closet. Many fashion houses strive to create such classic design pieces. If the design succeeds, and if the designer has not obtained the appropriate design protection in time, infringers may be able to copy their designs. The link to this article can be found within the original post, and also on the fashionlaw.com website at www.thefashionlaw.com. The film does a nice job of raising awareness to the counterfeiting IP theft problem, not only with the main plot, but by inserting scenes that effectively detail some other counterfeiting strategies. The opening scene, for example, takes place on Canal Street in New York City. A Texas couple pile out of a van clearly marked Lakewood Church of God in Christ. A person standing out in front of a typical narrow merchandise-packed street cubicle has just bellowed, "Gucci, Rolex." A couple straddles up to him and asks if he happens to have Louis Vuitton. They are escorted to the rear office where they meet Mr. Big, parentheses, my description, close parentheses, who pulls out a Louis Vuitton handbag, places it on his desk, and says, $200. But the Texas couple want to purchase 20 bags to bring back home. Mr. Big is happy to oblige, drops the price to $175, and brings them to the entrance of a warehouse, at which point one of the detectives asks why the cross-stitching on the bag is not consistent with the Louis Vuitton designer code. That question inspires Mr. Big to flee, but he's apprehended after a short foot chase down a few lower Manhattan streets. The couple, of course, are NYPD detectives, Texas draws and all. Immediately following the arrest, a TV newswoman on the street interviews one of the detectives. The report is titled, quote, "Fake Bags, Real Problems," end quote. The detective explains that the proceeds of counterfeiting go to funding illegal manufacturing of drugs, human trafficking, and terrorism. Another comical and informative scene involves a meeting between two detectives posing as South American coffee producers and one of four persons they suspect may have stolen the Colette bag. One of the detectives presents the subject with what appears to be a gold Rolex and asks, "What is it?" The suspect responds, "Rolex." The detective responds that it's a fake with a 4,000% profit. He explains that he had it made in China for $2.50 and sells them over the internet for $200. In another scene, the detectives are dressed as Saudi Arabian princes. The frivolities go on, but the subject matter is serious. The subplot weaves into criminal personal material. Challenges for the two detectives also weave throughout the film. They happen to be brothers-in-law. But counterfeiting and IP theft is what really drives this film. I'd encourage any IP professional or any person interested in the IP crime problem to watch this comical and informative film. It sincerely does a service for our industry by raising overall awareness to the issue in an entertaining way. Puerto Ricans in Paris, executive producer Armando Christian Perez. A link to the film can be found in the original post. I hope this review is helpful, and if you do take the film in, I hope you enjoy it. Until next time, thank you.
Okay, so there you have it. I hope you found this audio presentation of this post of value, and we'll see you next time. And here's our disclaimer. IPPI blog is offered as a service to the professional IP community. While every effort has been made to check information on this blog, we provide no guarantees or warranties expressed or implied with regard to content provided in IPPIblog.com. We disclaim any and all liability and responsibility for the qualification or accuracy of representations made by the contributors or for any disputes that may arise. It is the responsibility of the readers and listeners to independently investigate and verify the credentials of such persons and the accuracy and validity of the information provided by them. This blog is provided for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide legal or other professional advice.